clearing our consciousness, being fully awake abiding in the essence of wakefulness, which is pure consciousness. Only pure consciousness can be seen as truly waking reality, or reality of the waking. All other states of various forms of dream or sleep. When ordinary person wakes up in the morning, he or she wakes up to a different type of sleep. The only difference is that the conscious mind can refer back to itself. And the reality, external, is more objective, so to speak, meaning it is shared by a large number of souls which are in a similar waking-sleep state. The process of meditation is a process of awakening. It's not about improving the false self, making it feel better, more peaceful, less neurotic. Again, that is the paradox, that normal person cannot meditate. It just does not make sense. When such a person sits in meditation, what he or she is doing? False self simply cannot meditate. You can follow different meditation techniques, but this is not meditation, an exercise of the mind. So in order to meditate, a new self has to be born. That one which can actually abide in reality, in consciousness. It is like a catch-22, how one can meditate if the real self is not present. And meditation alone cannot manifest the true self, because it is not born through a progressive stages of meditation or developing meditation skills. And here we can understand the old Zen truth that the path begins with awakening. Awakening is not a result of the path. It does not mean that the path ends with awakening, at least with the initial awakening. Awakening is a journey into more complete realization of our true nature. However, its very beginning represents the entry into the realm of the self, realm of pure subjectivity. Unless this entry has taken place, one is not on the path. One can be a monk, meditate all day, but one is not on the path. The one who initially has a thought, I would like to meditate, I would like to pursue the spiritual way, and the one who actually enters the path, there are two different selves. There's almost no link between them. There's a quantum leap in identity. We abide in the essence of wakefulness, consciousness alone, consciousness itself. By that clear abidance, we dissolve any traces of the false self that may be present, mental energies, energies of dullness, sleepiness, unclarity, restlessness. As you know, consciousness has two dimensions, horizontal and vertical. Horizontal means that it experiences itself still in relationship to creation. Vertical means that it experiences itself in relation to the source. The vertical dimension of consciousness, the vertical mode, can be recognized by the experience of rest of consciousness. The more it rests in the headspace, the more it is connected, the more it gravitates towards the source. Within the work with consciousness, obviously, consciousness cannot reach the source, but it can by reaching a deeper degree of rest, it can come closer to it. It can somehow resonate with the energy of the source. For any true entry into the source, the absolute state has to be opened. Again, one of the common misconceptions is that it is the state of presence or consciousness that is moving to the absolute state. That when you surrender into a being, it is your presence that surrenders. Certainly, surrender into being or the absolute has a profound effect on the state of presence. The state of presence or consciousness somehow has to cooperate with that surrender by resting more and more, letting go more and more in itself. The shift to the absolute state, or even deep being, represents a unity of surrender and awakening. That which is reaching the absolute has to actually be born, has to awaken to itself, which is the being aspect of the soul, and it is simultaneous with its surrender to the beyond. So it is awakening and it is surrendering. The more the being aspect of the soul is activated, the more empowered is the surrender. If the being aspect is weak, the surrender is weak. And in certain cases, even if one moves to the absolute state, because the being aspect is weak, so the experience of the absolute is weak. The absolute state is not the absolute, it is a meeting between soul and the absolute. So the more powerful is the soul in terms of her identity, the more powerful is this meeting. The deepest realization of the absolute, what we call the Diamond Mountain, represents a condition in which the being aspect of the soul reflects the absolute empowerment of the absolute itself. So first you are resting in consciousness, making sure that it is clear, fresh, really alive. Next, you shift your attention to being. The sense of being is experienced in your lower belly. It is not physical, but it is felt in the body as well. Often, meditators confuse the physical experience of being with energetic. It is because we are so identified with the body that anything we translate in body, in physical terms. But the body of being of the soul is parallel to the physical body. it penetrates the body, in the body and around the body. And through the portal of Hara, the gateway to the Absolute, it moves completely beyond the body reference. It cannot be understood in relation to the body. As you move to your belly, as you rest in that area, become one with this experience, meaning begin to realize it as the I am, not just an energy in which you rest, which allows you to rest, but as your very existence, the root of your existence. You are not simply feeling your being from your head. You are experiencing being from being. Simultaneously, you are making sure that your consciousness still maintains itself. And by resting simultaneously in consciousness and being, you try to experience these two simultaneously as one consciousness, one identity, one self.